Welcome back, Hemingbrainiacs, for another podcast of brilliant excellence. Robert Greene. The last one was very sad, I found. Swim says, the Mama Fishy says, here is the lullaby, Sophistia's lullaby set to music on YouTube here. Britain by performing Sophistia's lullaby. Sounds cool. I'm not going to play it right now, though. Lullabies from A Charm of Lullabies, a song cycle for mezzo-soprano with piano accompanied by Benjamin Britten. Very, very nice. A bit about the poem. Greene wrote between 1583... Sorry, a bit about the poet. Between 1583 and 92, during which time he published 25 pieces of work in prose, his literary career began with the publication of a romance called Mammalia. Greene's romance pieces included short poems and songs. Some of his later work told stories of gentlemen and citizens being duped out of their money by rascals. Very cool. The term Shake's Scene had never been used before this pamphlet that he wrote. I skipped a whole bunch of stuff. Greene is probably the most remembered for his pamphlet Greene's Groat's Worth of Wit, in which he takes a swipe at Shakespeare. Greene implied that Shakespeare stole other people's ideas, and he complains about an actor who believes that he could write as well, as if not better, than those that had received an education at university. The term Shake's Scene had never been used before this pamphlet and gave thinly disguised reference to who he was talking about. Yeah. Techrific says, I believe this fellow, Greene, is frequently quoted by the Malovian theorists. Those are the ones who believe that a lot of Shakespeare's work is actually attributed to Marlowe. Very cool. Alright, that's that. Speeding through a little bit today because I've had a string of big days and late nights and early mornings, so here's today's poet. Alexander Hume, born 1560, died 1609, and the first poem is called A Summer Day. Oh, perfect light which shade away the darkness from the light, and set a ruler over the day, another over the night. Thy glory, when the day forth flies, more vively doth appear than at midday unto our eyes. The shining sun is clear, the shadow of the earth anon removes a drawer's by, while in the east, when it is gone, appears a clearer sky, which soon perceive the little larks, the lapwing and the snipe, and tune their songs like nature's clerks over meadow, moor, and stripe. Our hemisphere is polished, clean, enlightened more and more, while everything is clearly seen which seemeth dim before, except the glistening astras bright, which all the night were clear, obfuscate, which with a greater light no longer do appear. The golden globe, incontinent, sets up his shining head, and over the earth and firmament displays his beams abread. For joy the birds with bolden throats against his visage sheen, take up their kindly music notes in woods and gardens green. The dew upon the tender crops, like pearl is white and round, or like the melted silver drops, refreshes all the ground. The misty reek, the clouds of rain, from tops of mountain scales, clear are the highest hills and plain, and vapours take the veils. The ample heaven of fabric shore in cleanness does surpass the crystal and the silver pure or clearest polished glass. The time so tranquil is and still that nowhere shall ye find, save on a high and barren hill, an air of peeping wind. All trees and simples, great and small, that balmy leaf do bear, than they were painted on a wall, no more they move or stare. Calm is the deep and purple sea, yea, smother than the sand, the waves that weltering want to be are stable like the land. So silent is the cecil air that every cry and call, the hills and dales and forests fair, again repeats them all. The flourishes and fragrant flowers through Phoebus fostering heat, refreshed with dew and silver showers cast upon an odour sweet. The clogged busy humming bees that never think to drone on flowers and flourishes of trees collect their liquor brown. The sun, most like a speedy post, with ardent cursed ascends the beauty of the heavenly host up to our zenith tends. The burning beams down from his face so fervently can beat that man and beast now seek a place to save them from the heat. The herds beneath some leafy tree amidst the flowers they lie. The stable ships upon the sea tend up their sails to dry. With gilded eyes and open wings the cock this courage shows. With claps of joy his breast he dings, and 20 times he crows. The dove, with whistling wings so blue, the winds can fast collect Her purple pins turn many a hue against the sun direct. Now noon is went, gone is midday, the heat doth slake and last. The sun descends down west away, for 3 o'clock is past. The rayons of the sun we see diminish in their strength. The shade of every tower and tree extendeth in its length. Great is the calm, for everywhere the wind is setting down. The reek throws right up in the air from every tower and town. The gloaming comes, the day is spent, the sun goes out of sight, and painted is the occident with purple sanguine bright. Our west horizon circular, from time the sun be set, is all with rubies, as it were, or roses red of a fret. What pleasure were to walk and see, and long a river clear, the perfect form of every tree within the deep appear. Oh, then it were a seemly thing, while all is still and calm, the praise of God to play and sing with cornet and with psalm. All labourers draw home at even, and can to other say, thanks to the gracious God of heaven, which sent this summer day. What a beautiful summer day. All right, that was today's poem, How Good Is Summer? That was the theme of that one. Thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow.